A coalition of faith leaders and community organizations working with victims of Hurricane Sandy say they are pleased with recovery plans announced by Mayor Michael Bloomberg yesterday, but they still want a voice in how those plans go forward. The mayor's proposals, which must be approved by the federal government, would dedicate some $1 billion toward repairing damaged homes and businesses through an assortment of grants and loans. They also provide grants to utility companies to protect against future storm damage. One drawback of the proposals is that they will take some time to implement, with applications for the various programs not going out until sometime in April. Joseph McKellar is with Queens Congregations United for Action, which has been providing food, shelter, and other assistance to hurricane victims. He tells WBAI's Jose Santiago that the coalition is glad money is coming, but concerned about how it will be used.
By and large, we're happy with the main kind of areas, the main categories of assistance that the mayor is offering, particularly the $350 million that the mayor is offering for home rehabilitation and mold remediation, because mold remediation has proven to be a real big need of a lot of the families we're working with. The devil's in the details, right? So these are kind of pretty broad areas of investment that the city's going to be leading on in the coming weeks, and we have a lot of questions about exactly how these programs are going to work, to what degree families and homeowners are going to be expected to apply for these programs versus a more proactive approach on the part of the city to make sure that not only homeowners are aware of these programs, but that there's humans going door to door to make sure that people are signing up that are eligible. You know, the other thing that I think gives us some concern is the degree to which the community was involved in a process to shape how this first round of funding will be spent in the community. This was announced by the mayor. I think the press release used some language about how the Bloomberg administration made these decisions. There were no hearings or public meetings to inform the city and the Bloomberg administration about how the funds should be spent. And so I think in the future, we want to ensure that there is some democratic public process that ensures that the people closest to the pain and people that were victimized by Hurricane Sandy are at the table and making decisions about how money is invested in their communities to help them recover and rebuild.
Mm-hmm. Now, your coalition has been working with a lot of people who were impacted by the hurricane. What's your sense of how effectively the city has in the past included community people in deciding to do the things that they've been doing, all the programs that they have put into effect already?
In the beginning, in the immediate aftermath of the storm, it was kind of an all-hands-on-deck situation where private organizations, nonprofits, government entities, and relief agencies were all kind of scrambling to prevent unnecessary suffering. In the first few weeks after the storm, it was to be expected that decisions would be made very quickly about how public resources were being spent to just deal with the humanitarian crisis, like getting heat, hot water, electricity back on in people's homes, making sure that people had food and shelter, et cetera. I think now we've transitioned, at least in many parts of the city, certainly not all parts. We don't want to forget the fact that there are still thousands of people in places like the Rockaway Peninsula living without heat in this cold, and many are still waiting for rapid repairs to fix their homes. But many parts of the city have now transitioned into kind of a recovery and rebuilding phase. And this first round of funding doesn't set a very good precedent for how future decisions will be made about how communities are rebuilt. And there's certainly competing visions for the kind of community that places like the Rockaways will become. Will it become the kind of resort beachfront community that certainly some developers and some corporate interest would like to see it become, or will it continue to be a place that welcomes families and nurtures children and also creates economic opportunity for the people who live there. So, again, I think that's just why we're really interested in making sure that the people closest to the pain are at the table in making these decisions. And that's why we're calling on the mayor and city council to create pathways and opportunities for the public to weigh in on how these funds are spent.
One of the things that I didn't hear a lot of detail on yesterday when the mayor announced how they're going forward with using this federal money, didn't say very much at all about what they're looking to do for people who are still being housed in motels, hotels, etc. It was kind of vague. What were your thoughts? Is that something you notice, or what are your thoughts about how important that aspect of recovery is?
Yeah, I don't know that I'd be qualified to comment on that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly the need to create habitable housing conditions again is like paramount to the clergy and congregations that we work with and many of the members of our alliance work with, which is why our big priority right now is to get the city and the mayor and the federal government and the state in alignment about putting serious funding on the ground to help families deal with the mold epidemic, which is now affecting thousands and thousands of homes and businesses that sustained water damage. But the number one thing for us, I think, right now is making homes habitable and healthy again. But then also, like, how do we, I think there's real question about, like, how will our communities look a year or 2 years from now? And how will people's voices be a part of making those decisions? And to what degree will the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy create pathways to economic opportunity for families in places where lots of economic inequality existed before the storm?
Joseph McKellar is with Queens Congregations United for Action. He spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.